This consists of three small hemispherical bones. These bones are hollow like a tube. There's also a special fluid inside each one of these hemispherical bones in the labyrinth, and microvilli on the surfaces of those areas where this fluid runs. Whenever we make any movement, the fluid in these bones start moving and causes the microhairs to vibrate. This alters the ion balance in the cells and produces an electrical signal. These electrical signals are transmitted by way of the nerves to the organ known as the cerebellum at the rear of the brain. The cerebellum constantly analyzes the data reaching it from the inner ear. However, other data are also needed if balance is to be established. For that reason, the cerebellum also receives a constant flow of information from the eyes and the muscles all over the body. For example, in order for the body to remain upright, the information from billions of sensors in the legs, the feet, the back, the stomach, the chest, and all along the body is analyzed. And these commands are transmitted to the muscles every second. The brain analyzes all of this information at an incredible speed and performs a miraculous process. It calculates the body's position in relation to the force of gravity. Afterwards, and on the basis of that calculation, it determines how the muscles need to behave. A human being's balance bears no resemblance to that of a table or chair being balanced because the human body is in a constant state of motion in different directions. For this reason, the body's center of gravity is constantly worked out and instructions are issued to the muscles accordingly. Let us now have a brief high-speed review of what we have just seen. All these extraordinary processes take place in as little as 1/100th of a second. A person will be totally unaware of the processes taking place at such a dazzling speed within his or her own body. He can walk, run, and perform sports under the most difficult conditions, unaware of this miracle. This sublime system in the balance system is one of the proofs of the existence and infinite might of Allah, who flawlessly created it. Mankind, if you are in any doubt about the rising, know that we created you from dust, then from a drop of sperm, then from a clot of blood, then from a lump of flesh, formed yet unformed, so we may make things clear to you. We make whatever we want stay in the womb until a specified time, and then we bring you out as children so that you can reach your full maturity. Some of you die, and some of you revert to the lowest form of life so that, after having knowledge, they then know nothing at all. Scientists today are engaged in intensive research in order to be able to produce robots capable of imitating human walking. Well-known companies are investing millions of dollars in the field. But no technological robot can achieve the perfection in human walking. You are now looking at the robot, Asimo, on the screen. The manufacturing firm Honda received wide praise from scientific circles when it first introduced Asimo because Asimo did a lot of things that no robots up until then had been able to do. It was able to stand and walk on two legs. But what had Honda put into this project? Research into the manufacture of Osimo had got underway in 1986. Around 100 million was spent on the project, with tens of hundreds of scientists working day and night. Yet despite all of this, the things the robot was capable of doing were very limited. It could welcome visitors and take them where they wanted to go. It could use its hands to perform simple tasks. Special programming or remote control commands were required in order for it to do anything else. The process of walking, which human beings are able to perform with no special training, no calculation, and even with their eyes closed, requires years of research and highly complex programs in robots. The most eminent names in scientific fields such as computer technology, mechanics, electronics, mathematics, physics, chemistry, and biology have to work together in order to imitate one single feature of the system. This proves that the process of walking, something that human beings do automatically, is actually a very difficult one requiring the most delicate calculations. Allah is He who creates using no previous precedent. We created you, so why do you not confirm the truth? Have you thought about the sperm that you ejaculate? Is it you who created it, or are we the creator? We have decreed death for you, and we will not be forestalled. Human beings have a perfect and flawless skeletal system. By reason of which, as we have seen throughout the course of this film, they are able to walk and run with ease and to perform such movements as they choose. So what kind of explanation for this do evolutionists have to offer? Evolutionists claim that bipedalism, walking on two legs, evolved from the ape gait based on four legs. This claim is an impossible one in a great many respects. First and foremost, there is a huge anatomical gulf separating apes and human beings. The way that human beings and apes walk is completely different. Human beings stand upright on two legs. This is a unique form of locomotion not found in any other life form. Some other animals are capable of some restricted movement on two legs. According to the theory of evolution, human beings' ability to walk on two legs evolved from the way that apes walk on four. However, research has shown that the evolution of bipedalism is a fantasy that never happened, and could never have done so. First and foremost, bipedalism is not an advantage. This is because the ape-like gait is actually easier, faster, and more efficient than its human counterpart. Human beings are unable to move through the trees by leaping from branch to branch like chimpanzees, nor to run at speeds of 125 kilometers like the cheetah. On the contrary, because human beings walk on two legs, they move very slowly across the ground. Therefore, according to the theory of evolution's own logic, there is no point in apes beginning to move on two legs. Another dilemma facing the theory of evolution is that bipedalism is absolutely incompatible with the Darwinian model of gradual development. This model, which represents the basis of evolution, makes a combined gait between bipedalism and quadrupedalism unavoidable at some stage during evolution. However, computer-assisted research by the British paleoanthropologist Robin Crompton in 1996 showed that such a combined gait was totally impossible. A living being can either walk upright or on all fours. A gait between the two is impossible because of the excessive energy consumption. There is therefore no possibility of such a semi-bipedal life form existing. The evolutionist and paleoanthropologist Elaine Morgan admits that there are four major secrets regarding evolution that they have been unable to unravel. These are the four most important secrets about human evolution. Why do human beings walk on two legs? Why have they lost most of their body hair? Why did they develop such large brains? And why did they learn how to run? Four of the most outstanding mysteries about humans are: we do not yet know, we do not yet know, we do not yet know, we do not yet know. The list of questions could be considerably lengthened without affecting the monotony of answers. This system has been in existence and has functioned flawlessly ever since human beings first appeared. The muscles and skeleton of the first human being possessed this knowledge, and by Allah's leave, that same information will be present in the bodies of every person who comes into the world. Allah has created man as a whole entity, together with all his component parts. Our bodies work non-stop 24 hours a day for us. Every feature in the human body has been made to keep us healthy and protect us from harm. The order inside the systems within the human body, the arrangement manifested at every point, show us that an unmatched power, a sublime mind, has created the human body. This is the creation of Allah, Lord of the worlds. His might is unlimited. Therefore, everyone who realizes this should also be aware of the blessings bestowed on him or her by Allah. People must know that their bodies are a blessing from Allah and must constantly give thanks. Does not man see that we created him from a drop, yet there he is, an open antagonist? He makes likeness of us and forgets his own creation, saying, "Who will give life to bones when they are decayed?" Say, "He who made them in the first place will bring them back to life. He has total knowledge of each created thing."